All right, welcome to the 37th episode of the second season of Charlie and Me. Man, we got a fun one lined up. If you are not our friends and family, we don't know why the fuck you're listening. Ooh.
Well, you sound like a Minnesota there, eh?
But if you are our friends and family, we have a fun one. Lots of updates, lots of good times, and
probably a few good stories may come out of this one.
Couple stories will pop up, so should be a good time. Stay tuned.
Just another, buckle those seatbelts.
Another 45 minutes of your life given to Grant and Charlie, and we do not want it back. Charlie.
That's kind of good.
Give us an update, huh?
I had a birthday.
Yeah, hey, Charlie, congrats on finally being old enough to rent a car.
Hey, wow. Just in time, because I'm having to rent cars a lot.
I wish I had things I could put in there that go,
boom. Oh, no. So I guess I was in a car accident last weekend. Two weekends ago.
Yep.
Yeah, so I just came back from North Carolina, so that was fun. Got back, I was going for a milkshake, got T-bone in the intersection. What do? So I've been renting cars a lot, but that first week I had to rent a car, I was 24 years and 51 weeks old. I was like, so close. But yeah, now I'm 25, I can rent cars without paying the extra insurance.
Boom.
I feel really good about that. Really good about that.
Congratulations.
I think it's going to lead to some big things here.
Some more rental cars.
Yeah, probably.
One thing before you go too far into that, one thing is I feel like 25 was probably the most anti, I might have said this when I turned 25, but it was probably one of the most anticlimactic birthdays I've had yet.
I'm going to say, for me, not the case, because we won $200 playing pool tabs.
Touche, forgot.
That really got the juices flowing, like pulling those tabs.
I will say we won technically the morning after your birthday, but we were playing pull tabs at a St. Paul bar, and what happens?
You rip, and it says 200 buckaroos.
And guess who pulled it?
Grant. I contributed to those tabs.
Yeah, but my lucky streak on gambling continues.
You got about a month to go until you really need it.
It's been unreal.
But yeah, in the midst there, we went to Minnesota, we flew out together for this past weekend, hung out with the college crew, so that was a lot of fun. I'll let you pick up there.
Yeah, we went out there, we flew out there, we're like, screw it, let's get weird for Charlie's birthday. Originally, we had thought that there was going to be a party planned that weekend. So we booked our flight to coincide with that party. Turns out, calendars got mixed.
Business, missed it by that much.
Business and personal. Missed it by a week. But, doesn't matter. We threw our own party. Went out there.
Created the party.
Played Topgolf. We were at Topgolf, and the server was... I've been to this Topgolf once. It's in Brooklyn Center in just outside of Minneapolis. And they were like... Oh, I think you've. I think you. I've served you before. I think you've been in my bay before. And I'm like, really? Was I that bad? and so I had to basically. She did. I think I just was someone that she thought she knew, but the server thought she'd serve me. It was really weird. I was like,
you should play that. I didn't hear about this.
I was like, yeah, maybe I was. Like, I just played it off. She's like, yeah, you definitely were. I was like, cool. I just kept going.
I'll take a beer, please.
Yeah, cool. How's the Coors Light sound? And then, we played through that. Topgolf was fun. A little bit on the chilly side, but...
Okay, when we sat down, I was not expecting those seats to be heated. That was...
What did you... you think you're just going to sit outside in the cold?
That's the first one I've had with heated seats. I've had heaters, but not heated seats.
Oh, my seats weren't heated, were they? Were the seats heated? I wasn't really paying attention.
Those benches were heated.
Damn, excuse me. Wow. Interesting. I just realized my butt was hot. I just thought it was because I was hot.
I got the sweats.
Yeah, fun times. First swing at Topgolf. I was the first one on our bay. Went up for the swing. popped my left shoulder out right away.
Is that the one you missed? Did you miss that one?
No, I made contact, but it really wasn't going very far.
I just remember looking over, I can't remember if it was you or someone else, because we were in different bays, right next to each other, but I looked over and someone just 100% whiffed.
Like, and yeah, then I straight up, yeah, popped my left shoulder out. That was fun. Then I woke up the next morning and my shoulder was very, very sore. Also was sore when I was playing, but we gotta play through it.
I would say, when we were sitting at the bar, someone like one table away from us had a birthday, and they got everyone together and did the singing thing. And I just made eye contact with people. Like, I swear to God, if you guys say anything.
I was very close.
We're leaving.
I was very close to making Charlie have to be publicly shamed for his birthday fiesta. But I didn't do it.
You told the waitress at the bay.
I did, but that got you donut holes. So you want to be mad about that?
It was free donut holes.
So yeah, you want to be mad about that? Go ahead.
No, I was just saying.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and be mad about free donut holes.
They gave you syringes with like filling to inject in your donut holes.
Yeah.
The raspberry was really good.
How'd that go?
I ate it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm telling you right now.
I enjoyed it.
Go ahead and be mad.
I'm not mad.
Yeah, exactly. Then we did the classic, go to the Wild game, enjoy ourselves. We got called teenagers by some beer vendor.
Yeah, that vendor was a bold strategy.
Hey, you teenagers need some sodas? As we're all sitting there drinking a beer, we're like, this is kind of awkward. I know I just shaved, but I don't look that.
He was also selling beer, so I was like confused. Like, not a great tactic for selling beer.
Though. Yeah, I'm gonna walk up and get my beer now. Thanks, dude. but yeah, no, it was a fun time. We enjoyed ourselves, and then we went out to some of the bars on 7th Street in St. Paul afterwards. And long story short, Charlie and I
We got Megan.
Yeah. Charlie and I racked up, you know, $80 in pull tabs, and then one of the last ones I pulled, too.
Because I think we had, like, 3 or 4 left.
It was one of the last ones I pulled.
I was getting pretty down. I was like, damn, we spent a lot of money on pull tabs.
Damn, I just spent $40 each on pull tabs. But we won 200. Walked away ahead. It was great. So,
yeah.
Fun times. I woke up, enjoyed Sunday, and flew home. Boom.
Bears almost won, but they didn't.
Shh.
Sunday, you know. Shh.
We're not talking about the Bears. Shh. So does 25 feel any different than 24?
Yeah, because I literally had to rent a car on Monday.
Ooh.
And I got to click the 25 and up button, so.
There's a button for that?
Yeah. Wow. Like online when you're reserving your car.
Gotcha.
Besides that, no. It'll usually kicks in when, like, the first person asks you, like, oh, how old are you? And you have to do, like, the pause and think. Oh, I'm 24. Oh, wait, sorry, 25.
I still almost say 23 sometimes. It makes you feel better.
I still suck at school.
I feel very young. We weren't 23 in school. Were you 23 in school?
22. My bad.
I missed it. Yeah, but good times, good people, fun birthdays.
Now we're looking forward to Christmas.
Christmas is coming up. Charlie, what's, without dipping too much into our podium here, what are you most looking forward to for Christmas?
I got like a two-parter. My cousin's getting married the weekend before Christmas.
Ooh.
Really looking forward to that. Love going to weddings. I'm a great wedding date if anyone needs to bring anyone.
Charlie, good wedding date.
I'm a good wedding date.
Boom.
That's part one. And then part two is, when I was home for Thanksgiving, not a lot of the family was able to come back. So it's a long Christmas, so I get to see all my family. So that'll be cool.
For sure. For sure.
Not to be too, you know, cliche.
No, I'd agree.
Usually, and taking, like, literally 10 days off of work.
Yeah.
You know,
100%.
Amazing.
You taking a full 10 days?
I have 7... plus the weekend before 8-9, and then I have to take that 30th off.
So you're taking, basically, what about the 31st? Are you going to work on the 31st?
I'll be working the 31st. It's the best day work of the year. No one's in the office. Get to leave early.
I was going to say, I probably won't even go to work that day because it's not worth my time. But...
Okay, not worth my time.
Well, I mean, just traveling. Either way.
Travel? You mean to commute?
Yeah, it's like an hour. Probably not as long on the 31st. Probably like 30 minutes.
Travel.
It's traveling. I'm traveling somewhere. I'm carrying the ball like LeBron.
I'm a traveling salesman. I just travel to go to work every day.
Hey, thanks for asking what I'm looking forward to for Christmas. I'll tell you right now.
You got a suitcase without travel?
I am looking forward to, similar to you, it's kind of like my mom works during the Thanksgiving time. It's her busy time, so we get to spend a lot more time together at Christmas. Should be fun. And we should enjoy ourselves with all of that. And then everyone will be together for Christmas. Although, I will say buying gifts for...
stressful.
Everyone is just... well, probably because I put it off till about... A week before Christmas, but... still, I mean, it's just a stressful experience for everyone. So I don't know why these gift givings just keep getting more and more exorbitant. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
You're doing it wrong, man.
Because now it's like my gifts, I feel like I could spend $8 on everyone and be done, but then I feel like I wouldn't live up to the standard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then I feel like I have to get something else as well. So who knows?
$8 gift and $20 gift cards.
Exactly. Boom.
Christmas shopping. I should bring everyone Lou Malnati's pizzas for Christmas gifts.
That is an idea, and I like it. I'll take one.
I might need you to deliver them for me when you drive.
Well, don't give it away.
We'll cut that part.
We'll cut it out.
With all the editing we do.
Yeah, exactly. Alright.
I meant you do. Grant gets all the credit though.
Boom. I do a lot of editing. So much editing, I'm surprised that you guys don't realize that our voices are fake.
We hire voiceover actors.
Exactly. We just write these lines for everyone. Anyway, let's jump into the podium here.
Podium time.
Our podium is our favorite Christmas stories from growing up. So whoever has the best stories wins. It's obviously going to be me.
I think this one's going to be a tie.
We'll see. I don't like to lose.
I'll let you go first.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. The good thing is there's... I mean, I'm letting you go first because there's not... How are you going to steal one of my things?
There's no way I'm going to steal any of your things. I don't think we had any time on Christmas together ever, actually.
No.
Nope. No Christmas stories together.
I don't know. Maybe
actually, take that back. I'm going to include this in the Christmas story, but we did ride back and forth many times, and we had one trip that took a lot longer to get back.
That was Thanksgiving.
Fuck.
I know that trip. It took 6 hours.
It took 6 hours to go fucking 200 miles, 220 miles. Anyway, my favorite... these are in no particular order. I'm just going to start with that. But one of my favorite Christmas stories that kind of like still builds in itself is when we lived in our old house, I would sell luminaries to everyone in the neighborhood. And Charlie picks up his candle.
You guys would do those really fun luminaries.
And I would sell all the luminaries to everyone. So I would run the entire business like from my garage.
You making a profit there?
Yes, but I ended up donating all that money to a charity. To best buddies that I worked with. So yeah, it was wild. But then it was kind of funny, like the last year I did it, I was still in college, and I was like, alright, well I have to make sure I donate all this money, like this is kind of awkward. And then at the same time, I need to transition this to someone else, because I am like, it's kind of weird when a 20-year-old kid's knocking on your door asking for $5 for bags and some candles.
Where is this for beer money?
Exactly. So but just the entire saga of me getting it handed off from an older lady that lived in the place. I did it with her for like 2 years. She would just call me and be like, Grant, I need you to get in the car and I'm going to make you stop at all these houses. And I would run up to the door. She would charge $2.25 per dozen.
You upped it to $5?
And I upped it to $5.
That's 100%.
Yeah, inflation's tough. That's a little more than 100%, Charlie.
What is it? What, $2.50 to $5?
No, 225 to $5.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, It was interesting. And she would drop me off places, and I would go pick them up. It was kind of like driving Miss Daisy, but in reverse. She was driving me around, and then eventually I would go and shovel her driveway. I was like 14 years old, and she's like, "Hey, would you back the car up so you can shovel around that too?" So I was 14 driving her car around, and then I have to like turn it around. She's like, "Would you
driver's permit at 14? That's not that big a deal."
I know, but I was all by myself. So I would say Barbara Winterstrom and Luminaries, they're really one and the same story, but that's my favorite Christmas story. I will elaborate more when I get questions in my Twitter account.
Questions in your Twitter bio. Self-imposed questions. Questions for deep thought and reflection.
Yes. Reflection thoughts.
Welcome to Grant's Reflection Hour on Twitter bio by Grant.
Yes. Also, quick plug. I may have a second podcast coming out called Hate to See It. Check for it.
Okay.
Hate to See It.
I hate to hear that. My first one is going to be, it was like, I think junior year of college. It was one of our family's like most quiet Christmases, and we did everything on Christmas Eve with our family, and the Christmas Day was just for our family. So it was just the four of us. And we went to Mass on Christmas Day. We were almost always Christmas Eve people, so we were just really taking our time. And then we literally just put our pajamas back on, and we watched all the Office Christmas episodes.
Nice.
And like just sat and watched TV as a family with Michael Scott.
Yeah, you, Eric, Mary, Katie, and Michael Scott.
Michael Scott. So that was quietly one of the best Christmases I've ever had.
That sounds pretty amazing, gonna be honest.
Yeah. There's no pressure, like our family usually hosts.
Right.
And we didn't have to host, and it was just kind of did things whenever we wanted. We had a bunch of leftover turkey, just munched on that for sandwiches and stuff. It was quite peaceful, quite amazing.
I love it. So my family celebrates most of Christmas on Christmas Eve, like in the evening after, you know, we make a large meal. We have like a big appetizer night and cocktails and everything. So that tradition started once we all didn't believe in Santa anymore, and I was the last one. So it was kind of nice. The transition started and opening presents and doing all of that stuff on Christmas Eve so everyone can sleep in the morning, because I was the last one to believe in Santa. So, in turn, one of my favorite Christmas stories is just literally every Christmas Eve when we hang out. Mine are more traditions than stories the more I think about it.
But I kind of mix in there.
Yeah. But, you know, like I stop believing in Santa and then we just start getting to sleep in on Christmas morning, have breakfast, go to church, bum around for a while.
The last couple of Christmases, it's really been like my parents waking my sister up. I was like, "We have to go. We have to get the house ready to host."
Like, no, stop.
We gotta do Christmas morning.
Yeah.
Like, we'll just like have breakfast first. Like, oh no, okay, let's go do that thing.
We'll go do office thing. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No, it's nice when the pressure's not there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. I do remember my mornings waking up like 6 a.m. and like, let's go.
Oh yeah, waiting. I used to have to wait at the top of the steps because basically my parents had to put the presents out. Well, Santa had to put the presents out. Sorry, this is a pro Santa podcast.
What about the Easter Bunny?
Nope. This guy's creepy. So yeah, we would have to wait at the top of the steps, and then we'd eventually get the go ahead. So. Either way.
Yeah. My second one is going to be another one-off time. It was Christmas morning at, like, we met at, like, 6:30 downtown at my middle school cross-country coach's place. And we, like, had a group of, like, 20 of us running through the streets to get a run in that morning. But it snowed that night. And so there's a fresh layer of snow, like, half inch of snow. And then there's no cars on the road. Like, no cars are parked on the road. There's just no cars anywhere. So we're really just running down the middle of downtown, the streets in downtown Des Moines. That was pretty cool.
To bring in Christmas, or just in the middle? Like, what time was it?
It was, like, 6:30 on Christmas morning.
Oh, in the morning. I get you.
Yeah. So it's just, I'd never seen downtown like that. So it's cool.
Empty? What's Des Moines? So.
But it, yeah, with a little bit of snow, a bunch of my friends.
I have one similar.
Got back and no one had woken up yet, really, so that's cool.
Yeah, that's nice. It's always nice to be the first one up. I like that feeling a lot. I do it a lot.
I don't experience that much. I'm a sleeper. I'm pretty good at sleeping.
So that actually brought up one of my personal favorites. My friend Connor Wells and I have a tradition where every year we didn't do it last year. Last year was the first year we didn't do it in about 5 years, maybe. We literally go into, we start running at about 11:45 on Christmas Eve, and we run into Christmas. So we run for like 30 minutes. We run from 11:45 to 12:15 into
Christmas. After that huge, all that Christmas dinner and everything.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Even like after a couple, you've had a couple beers. You're like, all right, screw it. Let's go for a run. And then you're running like down the ice. Like it's actually pretty funny.
Those are the runs that are always a little special.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, whatever. This is fun.
You're not getting out of it, but you're just doing it.
There's no like nutritional value in it, and you're just kind of moving through it. But
you're not doing your body any favors by running there.
No, not at all. Not one bit.
That's a good one. That's a good one. My last one is gonna be my cousin Christmas gift exchange. So there's 16 cousins on the outside.
Yeah.
Every Thanksgiving we pull out of a hat to see, you know, the exchange. And then we get together. It's usually on Christmas Eve we do the cousin gift exchange. And we go around and exchange gifts with just your cousin. And then we have one family who usually they put on a performance or some sort of game show or some kind of like big theatrics for all the people that they have in the family. So it's really fun to see what kind of show they're going to put on that year.
Yeah, I'm going to say, like, what's one of the best performances you've seen? Because now I'm imagining...
They've done, like, The Voice, where the cousins who they, like, the people who received their gift had to do a performance, and they were the family giving the gifts were the judges and whatnot. And so they, like, one was, like, Christina Aguilera, one was, like, pretending to be CeeLo Green and stuff like that.
Nice. That's so, yeah, fun.
Or they've done, like, Jeopardy in the past. We did a game of like trivia of baseball. It's like you answer a question and you go to the next base.
Yeah.
And then like you had to pick your team. Like, so like, you know, there's four people to a team, so you had to pick your team. And then you had to get trivia questions based off a certain category that you picked.
Fun.
And you got a home run, you got your gift. If you didn't, you got a gag gift.
Nice. That sounds like a lot of fun.
So yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Nice.
So we always look forward to seeing what they do.
Well, now
and now the whole cousin thing as a whole is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Now I'm looking forward to Christmas, a little bit of family time.
You're almost there.
We're so close. We're so close. But
yeah, 2.5, 3 days work. 2.5 days work.
Either way,
Wednesday. 1.5 days of work.
1.5 days of work. You got it. All right. What do you say?
Honorable mentions? The food. We know. You kind of brought the food.
The food's always there. I mean, the food is the food. The food is.
I look forward to these meals a lot, man.
I look forward to these meals all the time, but you know, food. The food's just like a given. It's like I know that that's going to be one of the top things on the list. I don't want to include it every time because it's just going to sound redundant.
True. We used to go ice skating as a family. I got a big family every Christmas. That was like my hockey days, so I was like, it was really cool for me.
You were sharp. I went ice skating the other night, and I'm going to be honest.
Did you fall?
Looking good, man. I'm looking good. I mean, the NHL is looking for just a guy to skate in circles without a stick. Let me know.
Were you crossing over?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, there we go.
I was skating backwards. I was doing all of it. I can do it all. Don't worry.
Yeah, your mom's a skate teacher, wasn't she?
Way back in the day.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I was doing my little Michelle Kwan twirls. It was great. Either way,
I'm a little ice princess.
Let's jump into the interview. We got Michael Myers joining us from Bloomington, Minnesota, and it should be a fun time. All right, now we welcome on a reoccurring guest, great friend of Charlie and myself's, was just with us at Charlie's, 25th birthday party? Birthday bash?
Forget already.
Yeah. Birthday bash, was it? I mean, we didn't really have a name for it, but...
We'll call it a bash.
It was a bash. Mike Myers. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Graham, Charlie, thanks for having me on. And yes, it was Charlie's 25th. I think Facebook told me that, and I remembered. So shame on you, Graham.
Yeah, I totally forgot about it. I would have never remembered if I had not been in Minneapolis to witness it. But we will start out with one of our favorite questions, but we're throwing a little modification in it, and it's not even for you anymore. This one, for those of you who don't know, Mike and Joe are like the Charlie and Grant of Woodbury. And basically, Charlie, what's your favorite Mike and Joe moment?
My favorite Mike and Joe moment was our epic beer pong matches we always seem to have late in the night.
Oh, yeah.
It always seemed to be Grant and I running the table, and then Mike and Joe step up and just... They had our number.
Oh, it was just an epic, you know, epic Russia versus USA battle. They were obviously Russia, we're the USA, but...
Naturally.
Yeah. So...
It seems that Joe and I kind of had a hot streak. We built our own, custum UST, beer pong board at our house. And I remember when we were making that, we're just going to practice. Like, we're going to get so good and all this stuff. So we ended up, getting all the supplies from Menards. And, we painted our board and we got, an epoxy to, seal everything in. But we got this, spray epoxy. And we took that out, on our balcony that was, enclosed, no airflow. And I'm spraying that. And I swear, I got all these gas fumes in me, and that probably didn't do anything for my brain cells. But that I'd like to attribute our skill level to making our own board for a while. But I don't know. I feel like it was kind of an even matchup throughout our entire career. You guys got some skill. You kind of got the dynamic going on. It's kind of scary.
It's a real team mentality in our head. We play for the team. We don't play for one another.
Right,
we don't play for ourselves.
We don't have to feed off one another. It's definitely a team game. You can kind of back, but you got to feed off each other's energy. You got to have a little something. If Joe and I, if something isn't working, we'll switch sides or turn the header on. You got to figure something out.
No, we don't switch sides. We don't do that.
We would never switch sides.
Charlie and I are way too. We're not superstitious, but we're a little bit stitious about that kind of stuff.
I was the left side of the table. I always had the left side of the table. That was my zone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we were tight. We knew exactly where we were going to play it, how we were going to play it, and that was it. It was just we had a strategy, and we stuck to it. Whether we won or lost, we stuck to the strategy.
You always left the ring of fire.
Yeah, always went for the ring of death, and that was it. But all right, my favorite Mike and Joe moment was probably one time when you had one of your friends named Grayson stay with you guys. And, all I remember is I was just not a nice person to Grayson. I was busting his balls a lot. We'll put it like that. A lot. And I had just met him. And I just got, looking back in it, it's one of those moments where you just cringe at yourself. Wow, what was I possibly thinking that I could get away with that? But I did it. And so, wherever Grayson is in the world today, I hope that he still has a sour taste in his mouth about me, because I'm sure that I wasn't the nicest person on that particular night.
He lives with Joe, and I lived with Grayson and Joe the last 2 years, and whenever I bring up your guys' name, I refer to that night as the night that he came over freshman year, and we were giving each other nicknames or something like that. I don't know why we were doing that, but I always refer to that night as the night where we went down to the football field and we sat up in the stands, not the benches, but the other side. There was almost a suite, an outdoor suite.
Right.
And kids were out there
Cadenza.
Playing frisbee or something. And they're playing frisbee or something. And it's either you or Grayson, and you thought that they were going to call the cops on us or something, and just get super paranoid out of nowhere. But I think that's kind of what Grayson remembers you by. But don't worry, he's kind of a hard ass himself, so there's no hard feelings.
All right, I'm glad we're all back in the same place, but that's all right. I can be remembered. I'm glad to be remembered by one goofy night. A lot of women feel that way. Anyway.
anyway.
So, Mike, you're a big Bond guy. You work in the bond market. You play in the bond market a lot. My only question, these are financial bonds, but my only question is, are you a 00 guy? You a James Bond guy?
I'm actually not. I think the extent of my 007 tenure or resume is like literally limited to playing like GoldenEye on like Nintendo 64 or Super Nintendo. I can't remember which one it is, but I don't think I've actually sat down to see 007, I'm ashamed to say.
Really? Well,
yep.
That actually really shocks me. I wasn't expecting that answer, so I'm going to follow up with a different question.
Okay.
Are you a Top Gun guy?
I actually am not either. I'm
oh,
not.
My God.
I know. I'm actually...
This interview's over.
Classic. I know. It's so far so good. But I've seen you in the group chat hyping up the Top Gun, which I've seen, like, based off of the trailer, I actually might have to go see. I'm not the hugest...
hugest? Good word.
I'm not the largest, what's his name? Who's
Tom Cruise.
I almost said Tom Hanks. I'm not the largest Tom Cruise guy, but I think this might change that.
All right. I respect it. But I will say, Top Gun, if you're not watching Top Gun, you're not American.
I watch at least once a year.
Yeah, once a year at least, just to watch the shirtless dudes play volleyball. but beyond that, you're a big gym guy, so I figured you'd like Top Gun, because those dudes are always working out, and then they're always staying fit. You always stay fit. Figured you might follow that. Do you have any tips for our listeners for when maybe, I mean, you were a cross-country runner at one point, when maybe a skinny guy hits the gym, you know, how do you make gains, especially in this winter season?
No, 100%. It's you know, it's bulk season. I think, you know, any time of year you can really make it bulk season, but you know, it's all about what you eat. You gotta be packing in that protein and carbohydrates. I'd say my one tip: you take your however much you weigh in pounds, and then you need to be eating 1 to 1.5 grams of protein and carbs per day of your body. That's all it is. That's all it is. If you can do that, and then you just go to the gym and you know, like 3-4 times a week, you know, just pump hard. You don't even have to do steroids. You gotta give it time. It takes some time. I was like, you know, I came in freshman year, and I think I weighed like 135, 140, and I was as tall as I am now, like 6'1.5", but we round up to 6'1". But, you know, over time, you build that up, and, you know, we're up to 170 now, so a little humble brag there, but, you know,
yeah.
Just chicken breast, rice, scrambled eggs, that's the recipe right there. Throw in a steak every once in a while, and,
oh, yeah.
You know, you'll be good.
That's a sick humble brag. Before we go any further, Charlie's going to throw in a quick humble brag. This is the first time in Charlie and I's friendship that I have ever weighed less than Charlie.
That's right. I remember you saying that on Saturday. We
differential were 7.
Before the Wild game, and I like actually didn't believe it for a second. I was like, wait, Chuck, is this true? And I mean, right there, like when did this happen? Because I feel like that's very shocking, being that you're what, like 3-4 inches taller than Chuck.
Yeah.
Grant was going around loud and proud, exclaiming to the heavens that he had reached this benchmark in his life.
It's a big benchmark for me. I really never thought we'd be there. But, yeah, so currently I'm sitting in at 155, differential 7. Not sure where Charlie's at.
6.
Differential 6. Maybe 7. High 6s, low 7s. And so, yeah, now I'm coming in just a little bit under Charlie. But you guys knew the math, figure out where we're at.
Beer and more steak, Grant. That's all you need.
More beer and more steak. I don't think I could possibly drink more beer, but I'll work on the steak.
My question for you. We were at the Wild game. There was almost a hat trick. Now, Mike, you've essentially worn only one hat for the last 4 years. Would you have thrown that hat on the ice?
Yes.
We were lower goal. Just remember that.
We were lower goal. I probably should at the time. I said no, but, you know, I think I kind of needed to do it. I literally, like, wore that hat today, actually. Like, to go to the gym. It's disgusting how much I wear that thing. You think I'd have? I do have like variety. I just choose not to wear a different hat. But you know what? In retrospect, if the hat trick hit, I absolutely would have, because now that I look at it and that the over 5.5 goals didn't hit, I guarantee you that hat trick probably would have given it the gas to have the over hit, and therefore I would have thrown the hat. I don't even care if I would have looked like, you know, a loser with some bad hat hair the rest of the night. I think it would have been worth it.
So, Mike, how many times a week do you think you go out of the house without a hat, not including work?
You know, recently I've been a lot better at it. You know, we've been getting the hair dryer to the mix. I'm a big hair dryer guy now. You know, I'd say, like, on the weekends, it's, like, 50-50. Like, if I'm, say I go out, like, once a week, I probably do, like one Saturday I'll go with it, one Saturday I won't. But it really depends on, like, the environment. Like, if I'm just, like, going to hang out with, like, the dudes, I'll probably throw it on, like, because I just really don't care. But, like, if we're, like, kind of more of a nicer situation, and I don't have an example of that, maybe, you know, we're just grabbing drinks at, like, a place that isn't the equivalent of Stella's, you know, I'll probably go with that.
I like it. That mm-hmm. The hairdryer comment brings me kind of full circle. The last question I want to ask before we go get going here. Charlie's got a good follow up for this, but basically, you now live with a girl.
I do.
Kind of gross.
I know.
What has changed about your life since you started living with a girl? Like, do you have to stay cleaner? Do you start using a hairdryer? That kind of stuff seems like. At least I know one of them, but
I think the hairdryer is one. You know, that's the thing. Lisa and I have been together so long that we don't really have like the surprises about one another that I think a lot of couples would have. So I think, you know, the biggest thing is the cleanliness standard. I think that I'm a little bit, I'm probably more like anal or like OCD about like keeping things tidy. So I think that's the one thing that's changed is like I gotta be like more lax with not like keeping things like super, super clean all the time. I mean, like granted, like living with like Grace in the jail the last couple of years, like that was whatever. But I don't know. It's just, it's like having, you know, like makeup around or like all this stuff that's like, you know, on the bathroom counter. Like we live in an 800 square foot apartment, and there's only so much stuff,
right?
So much like room that we can like store everything. So I try to like keep that in mind. But you know, since it's a small place, you know, you can kind of clean it up quicker. But I get kind of OCD about the whole cleaning thing, man. I don't know what it is.
All right, Mike Myers, Mr. Clean.
Right there.
Now, my question I'd love to ask all long-term couples. Who was the first one to fart in front of the other one?
Ooh. You know, I actually don't know, but I'm just going to say me because, you know, I think that's, like, the role I should definitely play. I think it was me. And I remember, actually, Trevor and I were driving down to Chicago to see you guys, and I remember Trap and Kayla. You guys had that question for them. I think, was it Trap? I think it was Trap who said he was the first. But I'm pretty sure it was me. And I can't tell you what it was, but I guarantee you it was me because I'm, like, the majority of me is like farting all the time. So,
yeah, dude, honestly, I've been ripping a lot of farts recently, and I'm just thinking, I'm not sure if anyone could ever live with me because it's just one of those things where I'm just so comfortable. Now I live with myself, I'm comfortable.
Let alone your good night farts.
Well, we talked about the good night farts before. I mean, those just kind of come on, but it's just one of those things where you're just comfortable living by yourself. I'll be sitting there reading a book by myself. Next thing you know, all right, cool, keep going. Like,
all right, cool.
Yeah, nothing weird happens. But imagine someone else is in the room. And then you're like, oh wait, do I have to hold this? Then my reading gets slowed down. I can't read as quickly anymore because I'm worried about holding my fart. Honestly, I thought about this a lot recently, and it's starting to scare me. I'm gonna be single for the rest of my life.
It gets to be in like the back of your head, but you know, Lisa and I are to the point where it's like. Yeah, we've been together so long, like, that's not something I worry about, honestly. As long as, like, we're not in each other's grill, you know, it's fine. But, you know, sometimes just, it's not always the time to do that, right? There are certain times, you know, if you didn't eat Chipotle that day, you know, if it's not smelling, that's okay. But, you know, it's give and take.
I like it.
Final question part, the tattoo question. Mm-hmm. If you were to have Lisa get a tattoo, what would it be?
And where would you put it? That's a good one. That's a good question.
had to think about this.
You can use Grant's face.
She wants one. She wants a tattoo. And, like, I don't... If she gets one, like, the thing with me is, like, if she's going to get one, you got to know what you're going to get. And I don't think she wants to get something.
Or you can just lose a bet and get one.
Or you can just lose a bet, right? Like, Charlie and me or something, you know? Like, that just kind of sticks out to me. I don't know, man. I would say, like, who's the guy? What's his name? Who's the guy that has the really ugly eyes? And he's in that meme where he's in the meme that's like, "Hello, my fellow kids," where he has like his eyes looking in opposite directions. You know what I'm saying?
You can't say I do.
Yeah, that's gonna be a no for me, dog.
Cricket.
I can't remember what his name is. I'll have to think of his name. It'd be either that, or I would have her get a tattoo, like, on her ankle. Like, you know how girls would get, like, an infinity symbol or something, like, really elegant? I would have her, like, on her ankle get a tattoo that says, "Live fast, eat ass."
I like it.
Just because, like, that's an area where, like, I feel like, girl, like, you wouldn't see a guy with a tattoo, like, around your ankle. But, you know, you're expecting it to be, like, "Live, laugh, love," or like an infinity symbol, but then it just says that, and you know, kind of catches people off guard. So it has a little bit of a story, like, you know, I live my life fast. I also eat ass, but, you know, I got some comedy in me.
I love it. Great answer.
I love it.
That was a terrible answer.
It was good. Live, laugh, live fast, eat ass. That's probably a quote that I want all of our listeners to live our life by.
100%.
Sorry, Mom.
Sorry, Mrs. Sunny.
Anyway, I got one for you. Spelling bee time. Are you ready to take Charlie down or what?
I'm ready. I don't know if I won the last time or not. I might have squeaked away, but I think the very first time I actually lost to Chuck.
That would sound about right. Charlie was on a heater, and so we stopped doing them for a while because I was tired of him winning. And so now we're back.
I'm ice cold.
He's not as hot as he used to be, and it's showtime. We'll give Charlie the first word, though, so everyone knows the rules. Basically, Charlie, you ready?
Let's do it.
Your word is diminish.
Diminish. Can you please say that again, please?
Diminish.
D-I-M-E-N-I-S-H. No, son, no.
Mike, diminish.
Can you use it in a sentence?
yes, I can.
I thought you had like a dictionary in front of you.
No, I'll use it in a sentence. I diminished that piece of pie. Nice. But that was in the past tense. I diminished.
That's not quite right.
Okay, all right, no, that's fine. Past tense. Diminish. D I M I N I S H.
That's it.
Oh, I had that written down first. Dang it.
Boom.
I don't have that many eyes in there.
Mike, all right. Your first word. Pragmatic. Don't make me use that one a sentence.
Pragmatic?
Yeah.
Don't think I've ever used that word, but we're going to give it a shot. Pragmatic.
That word is pragmatic.
Pragmatic. P-R-A-G-M-A-T-I-C.
Oh, he got it. Two for two. Two for two.
Down correctly.
Oh, I mean that.
That's the win.
That's the win. Yeah, Mike, you just swept the floor.
Oh, sheesh.
Clean sweep.
Back right there.
I'm throwing my hat on the ice right now.
Hey, you earned it. You earned it out there.
Maybe that just means I'd get a couple more words, you know, just in hopes that the over would hit, right?
Exactly. I'm not giving you a couple more because I don't know who's gambling on this.
Hopefully nobody, because that would mean that you have a gambling problem.
Yes, if you're gambling on Charlie and Me episodes, please stop gambling. 1-800-NO-BETS-OFF.
1-800-BETS-OFF.
I said no bets off. Sorry. 1-800-GAMBLER. We got them all.
We touched all those sides.
All right, Mike, before we let you go, do you have any questions for us?
Yeah, when's the next time you guys are up in Minneapolis, or when's the next time I'm going to see you? I think we had mentioned of a golf trip, but, you know, I think it's got to be more than once or twice a year, fellas. We're only a couple hours away, and by a couple, I mean like six or seven. question.
Yeah, it's only a 7 by drive.
I mean, all right. When was the last time you were in Chicago?
Oh, got him.
Well, sheesh. when did Trevor and I come down? I can't remember. That must have been like June or July. But we maybe the next time I come down, I'll decide not to jump in the pool at that bar, yeah. Whatever the bar was.
Deuces.
Deuces, exactly.
Deuces, baby. That was a cool bar, though.
That was a lot of fun.
Give it that, like, kind of being, like, half outside, half inside, and then also, like, 3 levels. It was, like, if I was at any other bar walking around with wet pants for, like, 4 hours, I would have been, like, mad. That place was pretty cool.
That was a fun spot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, whenever you're up here, and then we'll, I'm sure we'll make it back, but it's tough to plan another trip when we were just there last weekend, so.
I'll be back in February, but yeah.
All right, boys. Well, thanks for having me on. I'm sorry I demolished you like that, Chuck, in the spelling bee, but, you know, maybe next time things will be different.
We'll see if I recover from that one. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Alright, that was our good friend Mike. Really fun time. Great time with him this last weekend, and fun to recap everything in there.
Yeah, I forgot about that, jumping in the pool for a second, and then you realized, I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah, someone had mentioned that bar recently to me, and I was like, oh yeah, I had some friends go in the pool there. No big deal.
Been there, seen that.
No big deal. Charlie, on the topic of killing time. Not that I'm trying to kill time with the podcast.
I'm trying to kill time on the podcast. I think we can find better use of the airwaves here.
There is a second season of the show You coming out.
I can't wait.
I sent that to you earlier today.
We were talking about it this weekend. I was like, oh, I haven't heard anything.
Boom. And it's coming out, and it looks wild. Although, I do have a problem with this show just systemically.
Let's air it out.
It just seems like there's just so many problems with it, like... In general, this guy is actively dating people, then he traps them in a basement and basically kills them.
Yeah.
It's real Ted Bundy. Sorry, my snotch went into my mouth and it was weird.
You could have left that part out.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's just one of those things that.
I mean, it's fiction.
Yeah, it's definitely fiction. Well, I hope
it's entertaining fiction.
I hope it's fiction.
Entertaining fiction.
So yeah, it's an interesting show. I'm excited to watch it, but at the same time, every time I watch it, I'm gonna feel uncomfortable the whole time.
I did really have to take my time watching it. It was not a binge show. I was like, no. One episode every like other three nights or so, because you can only take so much of that show.
The worst is how it starts, and you think it's gonna be this beautiful love story, like, oh great, and then it's like
no story,
and then this guy's like ready to just attack someone. It's like unbelievable.
Yeah. Great show.
Great show, but it's back. Before we roll into the quotes, I want to wish all of our listeners a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We will be back after the New Year with a new episode. It's going to be fun. That one, I think we might have some all-stars on. Maybe a full 2019 recap. Who knows?
We'll fish something.
It'll be there, and we'll look forward to it. But Charlie, let's wrap it up with the quotes, huh?
Before I say my quote, one question, Grant.
Answer. Daily Double.
Do you sing in the shower?
We talked about this. Remember?
I forgot.
Kind of, not really.
Okay. Singing in the shower is all fun and games until you get shampoo in your mouth.
Ooh.
Then it just becomes a soap opera.
Oh, got him. Mine's a little bit of a different note. We seem to do this a lot. No one has ever become poor by giving. Anne Frank.
That's a great one to end on. Deuces.